In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a 6-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
This is a CBC podcast.
Here's something really interesting about the roles that Sir Ben Kingsley has taken on over his life. They're often real historical figures. Gandhi, Itzhak Stern in Schindler's List, and now Salvador Dali in the new film Daliland. These are risky decisions to make as an actor. Not only are you playing a character on screen, you're playing a character that means an awful lot to the people who follow their work or have followed their lives. But Sir Ben Kingsley will tell you he feels like he hasn't taken enough risks in his career. I'm Tom Power. You're listening to Q. Let's talk Sir Ben Kingsley, Academy Award-winning actor, someone really well known for playing real people. Mahatma Gandhi in Gandhi, Itzhak Stern in Schindler's List. And on the surface, his new film, Daliland, it looks like Sir Ben's doing more of the same, right? Playing the legendary artist Salvador Dali. Here's the thing. This is not your typical cradle-to-grave biopic. Sir Ben plays Salvador Dali in his later years, at a time when this great artist who really believed he was so great he could never die was getting sick, was starting to face his own mortality, was beginning to learn that he, too, is human. Daliland had its world premiere at the Toronto International Film Festival, and I got to talk to Sir Ben back then, and we talked about the film, and we talked about Dali. But if you're listening to this right now going like, Tom, I don't know much about Salvador Dali. I got to be honest with you. It's not really my thing. You're also just going to hear someone who is considered to be one of the greatest actors of our time talking about acting, talking about how he approaches his work. It's like a masterclass on how to approach your craft. Here's my conversation from last September with Sir Ben Kingsley.
How are you?
I am frightfully well. I'm terribly well. I'm enjoying myself.
How's the TIFF experience?
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
Yes. It's so good to be in the company of people who love film, who genuinely love film, and are passionate to keep that tradition of an audience collectively in a dark room watching and listening to a story. And watching a flickering light on the screen. There's something primeval about it. There's something ancient about it. I think it perhaps links to the origins of storytelling, which probably were to reassure the tiny tribe that the sun would come up in the morning, that they would not be attacked by some of the animals in the forest. Their lives were very fragile and precarious. And I think that perhaps the figure that brought explanations and comfort to the tribe was the storyteller. And I feel that the cinema, with its flickering light and its large audience, a tribal audience, if you like, is related to that. I believe that we need stories. I believe that stories are healing. As Clarissa Pinkola Estes, that wonderful authoress of Women Who Run With the Wolves, I don't know whether you have ever come across that book, but it is marvelous. It's about female mythology. But in her opening paragraph, she says, I profoundly believe that storytelling is healing. And I still believe that.
Well, that explains the reverence that we have for artists and for storytellers and for artists, including the reverence that we have for Dali in leading up to this film. I had some knowledge of Dali's work, but not too much of his own life and his later life. And as someone who had the opportunity to portray him in this film, what is it about Dali, the man, that interested you?
I do, as well as being privileged to be a storyteller, and that's my tribal function, I also sometimes perhaps describe my acting, my work as a portrait artist. So to create a portrait of Dalí, who himself was a great portrait artist, was tremendously exciting. It was as if I had him in my atelier and I was glancing at him and then to my blank canvas and then back to him and my blank canvas. I never felt that I became Dalí, but I was exhilarated and exhausted by portraying him, and I use that word as precisely as I possibly can. There's something of King Lear in him, a role that I have avoided playing. My sons always tell me I must play, but it is examining how a man, a great central figure in his tribe, but Dalí equally was a great cultural figure and an indisputable genius. How does a genius say farewell to life? I don't think Dalí, bless him, I don't think he died well.
Really?
I don't think he died at peace. I think he died raging against the coming of the dark. And I know that I was privileged to replicate the harrowing sequence when he's in the hospital in the wheelchair and surrounded by press and saying, I mustn't die. Don't let me die. Geniuses mustn't die. That for me was a target, and I love hitting targets as an actor. Actors are also hunters. I'm grabbing at so many metaphors because, as my great colleague Tilda Swinton once said, there is so much nonsense talked about acting. It is, in fact, it's a combination of empathy and transformation, and Mary trusted me with both.
Empathy is the key word I want to take from there, because one thing is we can do with the great artists of our time is that we can have this sort of form of apotheosis with them, where we turn them into godlike figures, you know, we turn them into figures that are infallible. And what I loved about this film and what I loved about your portrayal of Dalí is that it's later in life, as he's approaching death, as his work may be immortal, but he is not. Mm. What is interesting to you about that period of Dalí's life?
For an actor to embody that stage of life and that that valediction, that farewell to life, is heightened by the fact that it is either King Lear, who was created by William Shakespeare, or Salvador Dali, who created himself. He created himself.
He was a creation of his own.
Of his own. Yeah. He was a creation of his own, as titanic a creation as any of Shakespeare's characters, and I've played 17 of them. And that compulsion to express a universal condition through the prism of that very compelling personality fans out and becomes again universal. I think if one's ambition is to reach many people's souls or their subconscious, to touch them, aim for the specific, not for the general.
And that's so interesting in your case, as you describe yourself. I'm also hooked on the idea that you describe yourself as a portrait artist as well as an actor. That's fantastic. When did you realize that? As someone who's embodied a number of real people, can you tell me a moment where you realize, oh, that's how I have to do this thing?
I owe an enormous debt of gratitude to Trevor Nunn, who auditioned me for the Royal Shakespeare Company. And then geniuses like Cicely Berry, John Barton, Buzz Goodbody, the great Peter Brook. And as a theatre actor, in retrospect, I realized having to bring the whole condition onto the stage and having to sustain the integrity of the event, one has to be a landscape painter, a landscape artist. Then I realized that I was a portrait artist when I migrated to cinema, because Richard Attenborough's son saw my Hamlet, and Richard Attenborough's son said, "You've got to have that guy." So my Hamlet led to Gandhi, which is wonderful.
You don't think we're just going to walk out of India?
Yes. In the end, you will walk out. Because 100,000 Englishmen simply cannot control 350 million Indians if those Indians refuse to cooperate. And that is what we intend to achieve. Peaceful, non-violent, non-cooperation. Till you yourself see the wisdom of leaving, Your Excellency.
And Attenborough's description of theatre versus film is that theatre is the integrity of the event, whereas film is the integrity of the moment. And the moment being that fragile collection of seconds or minutes between action and cut.
We'll be right back. Are vegans actually unhealthy?
Does cannabis ruin your sleep?
And why are so many men taking testosterone supplements?
I'm Mitch.
And I'm Greg.
And we're the creators of the popular YouTube channel ASAP Science.
Every week on our podcast Side Note by ASAP Science, we explain the science behind a controversial subject with recent research, up-to-date studies, and ridiculous stories so you are entertained while, bam, simultaneously learning.
We're here to make science make sense.
Download Side Note by ASAP Science where ever you get your podcasts.
But I did hear that you to do Gandhi, it wasn't an easy decision for you, that you had to watch, I've heard, like countless hours and hours and hours of film before you realized you even could do it.
I had already accepted the role of Gandhi in my ignorance. And and then watched five hours of newsreel footage in a cinema all by myself, thanks to dear Richard Attenborough, and left the cinema thinking, I can't do it. I've agreed to do it. I've hugged Richard. Uh-huh. I've said to Richard face to face in that first embrace after my makeup test, I will not let you down, sir. And then I looked at this mountain, and my ego dissolved. And I realized I haven't got enough oxygen and I haven't got the kit. I'll never do it. And then I realized it is, you don't look up and you don't look down. So many metaphors about acting. I do apologize.
That's right.
You're climbing a mountain. You don't look up. You don't look down. You're face to face with the rock in front of you. That's all you have.
Are you selective about the people you portray?
It's pretty random. may I quote Albert Camus?
Of course.
He described actors as haunted travelers in time pursued by souls.
Haunted travelers in time pursued by souls. Tell me what that means to you.
It means to me that I had no idea that I was going to be asked to play Gandhi. It was a shock. I had no idea that dear Buzz Goodbody, the late great Buzz Goodbody of the Royal Shakespeare Company, would say, Ben, I want you to play Hamlet. I had no idea that Mary would say, I would like you to portray Salvador Dali. And yet, as soon as I heard those words, there was a glimmer of recognition in me, not immodestly. I thought, all my films involving the memory of the Holocaust are very dear to me. And I felt that there is, if I may humbly offer that example of me as a storyteller being pursued by souls, insisting. And I don't wish to get too metaphysical, although I probably have, or too cosmic, but I believe there are times when somebody nudges something and a message gets through to me that I must tell their story.
In the time we have left, I just wanted to change the frame, though, because a storyteller, we've been talking about it through the lens of a gift to an audience. That we are able to offer stories to an audience. A portrait artist, as you describe, somebody says, it is a gift to an audience to give this greater depth of someone we may or may not know. What I haven't heard is what it gives you. What does acting give you?
A place to stand. Archimedes said, "Give me a place to stand, and I'll move the world." And acting is how I am me.
Acting is how I am me.
Yes,
you have to explain.
It's
that
what I do with what I am, as the great Harriet Walter said, Dame Harriet Walter, whom I love. It's what I do with who I am, and I thank the gods that have nudged me into this rather extraordinary corner of life where, this is what I am.
It's purpose.
This is what I am.
Was it always that way when you started? Did it feel like that?
I realized that I had to be an actor when I was 4 years old.
Oh, my Lord. What happened?
I watched a film called Never Take No for an Answer.
Italian film, right?
Yes, yeah. Very, very good.
Thank you.
Well remembered, I mean. Frightfully good.
That's the name of the show.
And it is. And I remember watching this story of the orphan Italian boy whose village had been bombed by the Allies and lost everything apart from the family donkey. And he was like the little Lord Mayor of the town, the taxi driver, the haulage contractor, everything. He was adored. But his donkey was dying, and he had to get dispensation from His Holiness the Pope to demolish the wall of the St. Francis Chapel and let the donkey in to be blessed.
Please, let me through! Let me through to see the Pope!
What's your name?
Peppino.
Ah, Peppino. You're just the fellow we've been looking for. You're coming with me. The Holy Father wishes to see you.
There you are. I know he did.
I was in floods of tears as a little boy throughout that film, and also recognizing that that little boy was me. I wasn't an orphan, but there was something in me that was unheld, unseen, and unheard. At the end of the screening, at the end of the cinema performance in the north of England, I left shaken to the core by this odd act of mirrored recognition. And the cinema manager lifted me above the crowd of the audience and said, "It's little Peppino. It's you? Little." I looked just like him.
Wow.
He thought I was the star of the film. And then I was lifted above the crowd, I thought, I think this is it. I think this is it. So from the age of four, I've been on course, veered away, of course, but that's the way, isn't it, to find your path? But yes, from the age of four, Martin Scorsese gave me a copy of the film recently, and we watch it every Christmas.
What's that?
Never Take No for an
Answer.
Is
that so?
Yeah.
You watch it? Did you watch it together?
Yes, my wife and I watch it.
Wow.
And cry.
Do you still cry?
Of course we do.
And do you see, like, oh yeah, I was that kid.
Yes,
like that.
Yeah.
That's really beautiful.
I still look very like him.
Well, I'm obstinate, and I'll ask one last question.
Go on.
When you play someone like Dali.
There's no one like Dali, but go on.
When you play Dali.
Okay, thank you.
What do you take of his essence, of him with you into the rest of your life?
Fearlessness. I think he took tremendous risks. And the great pianist Vladimir Horowitz used to warn his impresarios before every concert he said, "I have to warn you, I take terrible risks." So now I would love the temerity to say that now to every director I meet who invites me to a film. "I have to warn you, I take terrible risks." Because I wish to God I did take more risks
really?
As an actor. I'm too careful.
Really?
I think so. But I hope that, Dali, I've just pushed the envelope a little bit more.
It's such a pleasure to get a chance to talk to you today about this, and I really enjoyed it.
I've enjoyed it very much.
Sir Ben Kingsley, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And like I said, like a real masterclass in acting, in dedication to your craft. I've been thinking a lot about that interview. I think everything I've watched, I'm really interested in like people who give so much of themselves to roles like that. Like, you know, I don't know, Christian Bale or Daniel Day-Lewis or Meryl Streep or something like that. And that idea of taking risks that Sir Ben Kingsley told me about has been sticking in my mind in everything I've watched ever since. Sir Ben Kingsley plays Salvador Dali, the legendary surrealist artist in the new film Daliland. You can watch that in cinemas all across Canada today. It is also available to buy or rent on demand. That is it for this episode of Q. The other episode we put up today is a conversation with the poet Iman Mersal, considered one of the greatest poets in the Arab world. She's been shortlisted for Canada's richest poetry prize, the Griffin Poetry Prize. She'll talk a little bit about her early days in Egypt, why she didn't write for 5 years when she came to North America, and how it feels to have this honor so late in her career. You're also going to hear Bruce Coburn introduce a duet he did with Susan Aglukkaq. So two Canadian legends of teaming up for one song. You can get that wherever you got this podcast, Q with Tom Power, to subscribe. See you soon. Later on.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.